Well, hello. Welcome to the next episode of Pegasus Radio. In today's episode, I'm not sure I want to be a QS anymore. What should I do? So, I actually have this question a fair few times, probably on a monthly basis, from current quantity surveyors who maybe have a bit of a wobble about what they want to do going forward in their career. Do they want to remain being a QS or not? So, I think the very first thing I would say is that no job is perfect. Absolutely no job whatsoever is perfect. Everybody has good and bad days. So I think you need to kind of work that one out. Just as a very brief segue, I still love now being in the mountains. I absolutely dearly love being in the mountains. When I was younger, I was pretty hell-bent on potentially becoming a mountain guide and you know, climbing some of the biggest mountains, biggest ranges in the world. I then went on a few quite long expeditions, met a few mountain guides who were really good individuals, but I quickly realized they had a pretty poor quality of life in reality. They lacked the ability to kind of build meaningful relationships because they were always away around the world. Yes, in beautiful places, yes, potentially doing something they love, but it became almost a bit of a, you know, thing to be resentful of in terms of it kind of affected other parts of their life. And, you know, lastly, they didn't get paid a lot. So I quickly realized, you know what? No, I'll keep going climbing mountains as a hobby. So the point of that, you know, quick segue is just, the reality is, I don't think any job is entirely perfect. I passionately hate the phrase, do something you love and you'll never work a day in your life. It's an absolutely rubbish statement. And the reality is no job is perfect. Everybody has ups and downs. So I would certainly work out why you currently dislike being a QS. Is it actually that you dislike being a QS? Or is it actually your employer that you're not happy with? Or is it a sector that you're serving that you're not happy with? Do you need to maybe just become perhaps more specialized? You know, could you look going down the digital or data route? Could you potentially set up your own business? Could you potentially, as I've said in other podcasts, go and work abroad and take that kind of QS skill set with you? I guess all I would say is kind of go through all that process first of all and work all out. Don't, you know, certainly if you've been with one company a long time and you're feeling very frustrated, you know, take a step back. How much is it the role versus how much is it the culture and the environment you are in? I would personally assess that before kind of throwing the baby out with the bathwater and saying you no longer enjoy being a QS. But let's say you're adamant that you don't want to be a QS anymore. So what other routes could you go down, maybe making use of that current QS skill set that you have? And there are quite a few, actually. The most obvious one, which I guess most QSs would end up going down, would be moving into project management. I guess obviously two key pillars of being a great project manager is having a good handle on cost and having a good handle on contract. Obviously something all good QSs can and do have. So that's an obvious one to go down. You know, again, I think some of the frustrations QSs have is you know, maybe not the ability to kind of influence exactly what, you know, the outcome for the client. And I think QSs maybe naively believe that PMs can do that. I guess, yes, potentially they work a bit more closely with the client to some extent. But fundamentally, I know lots of frustrated PMs who don't feel they get the, you know, they drive the value that they really want for the client. So that's one option. Another option is to kind of make that move either as a PM or a development manager and go client side or developer side. You know, a lot of people ask me, a lot of QSs approach me and say, you know, are the roles with developers? As a general statement, I don't think there are as many commercial roles with developers. Not, I guess, the kind of truest sense of what I would call a developer. Very different to maybe a house builder that badges themselves as a developer. If that's not me getting into hot water with people. So then people ask me, QS and ask me, what about a development management role? My advice would generally be that if you do aspire to go into development management, you probably need to take that step to project management first. You know, I think I see very few QSs who go straight into a DM role. I do see a lot of QSs who go from PM or go to PM and then from there they go to a DM role, if that's something that would appeal to you. Again, there are pros and cons of going developer side in that development management role. There are other podcast episodes I've done on this about, you know, the pros and cons of going to a developer. That'll be worth listening to if that's a route you're considering going down. Other routes, loan monitoring or bank monitoring. Now, again, if you've got a good head for numbers, you've got a good head for doing reports and you kind of enjoy that and you can do that at pace, then certainly being a loan monitor is pretty lucrative. You can earn a lot of money doing that, particularly if you're good at banging out reports very quickly. I'm really oversimplifying that, folks. So again, loan monitors out there, don't shoot me. But that could be a route you could go down. I certainly would, you know, see you not necessarily being on the knife edge of delivering live projects, but certainly monitoring a number of live projects. Again, on a similar vein, if you really enjoy the number side of what you do, then again, capital allowance could be an option. Again, could be very lucrative. You know, you got roots really there into maybe moving then more into working for an accounting practice or one of the big four, for example. So that could be a route to look at. Another route is procurement. Look, if you enjoy that strategic procurement end of the thing and you're not really that bothered about post-contract, but you really do love getting into nitty-gritty of procurement and you think you're good at that, then that gives you a lot of opportunities, not just staying within construction. You can transverse into other sectors beyond construction once you get that really good procurement skill set. Even if you're already MRICS, probably worth you, if you're going down that procurement route to understand that it's probably worth also becoming MSIPs as part of that journey. Next, dispute resolution and legal. Again, I know a lot of QSs who go into this, they usually go down the route of maybe doing an MSc in construction law, then maybe picking up some additional qualifications such as MCI ARB, so member of the Institute of Arbitrators. That could be where you could go down. That dispute resolution route could be still in very much a kind of quantum QS role. You could then go on to kind of expert witness work if you build up a strong case book, I guess. Or you could look, you know, some people know QS who go all the way and become a solicitor and go all the way into that legal, and that kind of branch them into a legal profession if that's what they want to do. I think they're probably all the options I can think of immediately. I guess the other option, you know, if you're a consultant QS or if you're a contractor QS, it maybe is it. Would jumping across the fence give you that extra new challenge, that new vigour to do something different? You know, if you still enjoy being in the core and thrust of construction, but maybe you're frustrated with your current role. I do think to some extent that a kind of consultant and contractor QS role are becoming more aligned in some ways, but in other ways still are very different. So yeah, that could be an option. You could take that QS skill set and jump across the fence. But look, what if you just simply, you know, you've had enough of being a QS and more so, you know, you've had enough of construction, or you think you've had enough of construction altogether. Of course, look, you can go into other professions. Obviously, look, you've got, you know, a strong contractual and kind of cost commercial skill set that you can maybe take elsewhere and transfer elsewhere. I think one thing to bear in mind that maybe this does, I think, surprise some people when I challenge them on it. The reality is quantity surveyors are very well paid, is a very well paid profession. The QS profession is very, very well paid. So the reality is, if you moving to another entirely different discipline, skill set, you know, job title, completely different, maybe something completely out of construction, the reality is you will have to take a step back probably into more of a trainee role. And I think if you actually look at that in detail, then you realize that actually that's a heck of a lot of a step back. And, you know, the reality is many people cut their cloth to their means in life and you've got bills to pay, mortgage, etc. You know, cost of living crisis we're currently going through, things are not cheap. So as much as you think you dislike the job, just bear in mind you are very well paid and have the opportunity to continue to earn very, very well as a QS. So look, I hope that's been an interesting one. I would go right back to the very beginning and state that you really do need to ask yourself some hard questions. Say, look, is it the job I dislike, or is it the company or the sector that I'm in that I dislike? There are various ways to kind of tweak your role, make it more specialist, do something completely different. But I would ask all those before you properly go all in and try and do something completely different. Well, it's been a useful one, folks. Catch you later. Cheers. Bye.